Hey, hey, welcome to Sunday Messages with Fairmount Friends Church. So glad to have you with us today. You can learn more on our website, fairmountfriends.church, or find our church app on Tithely. Enjoy a highlight of the year, the Newlywed Game. Let's go.
As they come on up, let's get another drum roll, please, for the next couple. Coming up next, Bob and Misty Beal. Yep. Rounding out the couples. Let's get the drum roll. This couple needs no introduction. Dwight and Lori Elliott. Come on. The husband should be nervous for these questions. Yeah. That's all I got to say. All right. First off, let's go start from there. Name, how long you've been married, and who's the better driver? Let's start off.
Corey Yagi, April will be 9 years, and I'm the better driver.
Is that her? Yeah. Us? Sorry. Am I on?
Yes.
Do I need to stand up somewhere so you can see me? I'm Bob Beal. This is my wife, Misty. And it depends. She's the better driver, but I get better gas mileage.
We're Dwight and Lori Elliott, and we've been married 13 years. Oh, 31 years. Sorry. Seems like 13 to me, to her, 311. So.
It's only 30.
It's only 30.
30.
Yeah, it's only 30.
And who's the better driver?
Who's the better? Oh, I am. All day, every day.
I forgot to say, we've been married for 38 years.
Wow. Thank you for putting up with me.
On? Okay, perfect. Well, we're glad that you guys are all here, so I'm going to explain the rules, and then Adam will take the men back there. So what's going to happen is there are three rounds, and in each round, we're going to ask the ladies a question, and then when that's all over, we'll laugh. It'll be great. And then Adam will go back, grab you guys. You guys will come back out here. We're going to ask the same questions and see if your answers line up. And then we'll at the end, we'll do a vote just by applause. So. How are you guys feeling? Are you ready? All right. All right, Adam, we'll take y'all back. All right, question number one. What two words would he use to describe your first kiss?
Please don't start with me.
Whoever's ready can start.
Our first kiss was, we always joke about it because we were going to a dance together. We were in the back seat with another couple in the front and leaned in, like he turned to kiss me and it actually missed, so. Because like we both weren't, yeah. So yeah, it was, I don't know how I'd say that, but nearly missed or, yeah. I don't know.
Nearly missed.
Yeah. Nearly missed, we'll count it.
Okay. I would say the two words for ours is awkward and quick.
He's not going to get this, but I'll say saving because somebody was talking to me that I was trying to get away from is when I met Corey and we started dating, so he kind of saved me away from that. And then... and exciting. That's good. I love it.
Awesome. All right, next question. What is your husband's go-to dance move? And you have to show it. Take your time.
I'm gonna go with the boot scootin' boogie.
I'm not familiar with that. No. Can you show us?
Corey's the pro, so I'll let him show you. Okay.
Yeah. Bob doesn't have a signature move. He dances around the house a lot. I've videotaped it before. He'll be in the kitchen, just there'll be a song on and he'll just be dancing. It's kind of more of an interpretive dance.
Well, Dwight, he's good at dancing. He was like in show choir or whatever when he was in high school. I am not good at dancing, so we don't dance together a lot. He's always trying to get me to dance, but I don't know any names of dance moves, so I wouldn't know what it's called when he dances, but he kind of just, he's good at it. I don't know. I don't know. He can probably show you his dance moves. We'll just let him do it.
And then for our final question, what is your most memorable date?
Would be our first date, which was a Toby Keith concert.
Why was it so memorable?
It was just a really exciting time getting to know Corey. We talked more than listening to the music, and we did a lot of dancing.
I guess our first date was pretty memorable. His sister went along with us. we went to see a movie. That was also the first time. See, we had met at our church fall harvest party. And then we talked on the phone for months. And then we went to a movie. And his sister went with us, so it was, I guess that was a memorable date.
I'd probably say ours was one of our first two, was first dates also, but it was when we were back in, we were in college, and Dwight arranged a special date. I don't remember what the occasion was, why it was a special date, but we went to Indianapolis and went to a place called the Eagle's Nest. I don't even know if it's still there, but it was like really, really way up high, fancy restaurant where they bring you all this food and looks, I mean, it's hardly anything, but it's all, you know, fancily done. And I was still hungry after the date, but it was really fun. And it was neat because we felt like, you know, it was something we're in college. It's not like we go to those kind of restaurants at all ever. So it was just kind of a fun thing. So.
That's awesome. Thank you so much, Adam.
No, that's it. For this, all the questions for it, round of applause for them. Yep. I'll go get the guy.
Back.
They were
How was
sweating
your time back
there?
Good luck. Beautiful. Right. Good.
All right. Are the men ready? How are you guys feeling?
Perfect.
All right.
So now you guys are going to answer, and we'll just see if they align. So the first question was, what two words would he use to describe your first kiss?
Wherever.
Near miss.
Oh!
That is correct.
You're not going to expound on that. I don't know, lip lock? I don't know, just generic.
Yeah.
Vanilla. Tiptoes.
Do you want to go ahead and say what your answer was?
I said awkward and quick.
Well, that's the generic and vanilla.
Okay. I guess I'd say pretty lucky.
That's a sweet answer. Callie, what did you say?
All right, for our next question, what is your husband's go-to dance move and you have to show it? It was required.
Am I first?
Go for it, you're ready.
You want me to hold that?
Man. my dance
Put
move.
Put on some music and it'll happen. Yeah.
Wow, I don't know. Let's see.
Just give us a dance move. Yeah, here we go, here we go.
Hey! Woo!
You want to show what I do?
Interpretive dance that you do. Whatever strikes your fancy at that moment is what
that
it
was
is.
Was
okay. Callie likes it when I spin her around the floor.
Aww.
My answer is boots.
Can't wait to see
her. Line dancing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, Dwight, we know you're in show choir.
The moonwalk, that's about all I got.
Oh, let's see it. We have to. Right. We have to. Come on. Come on.
It's been 30 years, man.
Come on.
Yeah.
All right.
Woo-hoo.
All right, the last question was, what is your most memorable date?
Me? Toby Keith and Eric Church concert.
Yeah.
Oh, me?
Go for it.
Man. I suppose she's probably gonna say the first movie we went to, maybe, because my sister was
yeah.
there.
Yeah.
I was originally gonna say McDonald's, but.
There's a bit of reverse psychology because I gotta think what she would say it was.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Silly String in Fort Wayne.
Oh.
Indianapolis and the zoo. No.
Indianapolis was close. The Eagles.
Oh, the Eagles.
Yeah.
Nest.
Yeah.
What is the Eagles?
That was awesome. Thank you so much. Let's give another round of applause.
Yeah.
And now we're going to vote. So, Adam, will you go back there? Yeah. All right. So, now we're going to vote by applause. So, let's hear you. First up, we have Dwight and Lori Elliott. Bob and Misty Beal. and Corey Kyliagi. I don't know, that's tough. I feel like it's pretty close. Thank you guys for playing.
Thanks for playing.
Grateful you were with us today. Be sure to subscribe and rate us so other people can know about the podcast. Join us on a Sunday morning in Fairmount or find our live stream on YouTube, our website, fairmountfriends.church, or our church app on Tithely. See you soon. Thank you.